All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And on this show every week, we talk about mental health issues, relationship issues, things relating to who we are as human beings, our growth or lack of. And we look for ways that move us towards solution. The way I work and the way I try to live is in a very holistic manner. So when we deal with issues on this show, we're talking about body, mind, and spirit, emotional, psychological, spiritual, physical, how all these things interact, how one supports the other, or the lack of balance in our awareness and focus on body, mind, and spiritual issues, either help our healing process or retard our healing process. Tonight's topic, actually, is basically, I'm calling it giving advice. Do it from the heart. And my guest who I'll be introducing after the first break is someone who's been a friend of mine for a long time, the Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior. And I asked Jeff to be on the show because a number of years ago he wrote a very wonderful advice column in a magazine called Sex Vibe here in Los Angeles. And we have all seen advice columns in papers. I mean, obviously the best-known ones are like Dear Abby and Ann Landers. They've been around for decades. Why have they been around for decades? Because there's a level of integrity and a level of compassion and honesty, all the things that make, I think, for good advice columnists. And we know that there are other people giving advice on radio and TV. We know that there are people claiming to be professionals in the area, even calling themselves doctor when she is not a clinical psychologist, but a doctor in a whole other area. Not mentioning names, but I think any of you that know anything about it know who I'm talking about. And people who are in a public position, who have the ears and eyes of the general public because they're writing or because they're speaking out, I believe need to have a level of integrity and need to understand that what gets said and what gets done can help or it can hurt and can do a great deal of harm. Now, I know that I've had callers on this show who called and started talking about some very personal issues and problems that they were having, and we tried to help them process and get clearer as to what may have been causing them, what beliefs, historical things in their lives, or, you know, what's been impacting them that have caused or created some of the issues they were dealing with. And this could be a very touchy thing on a radio show. I mean, there's only a few minutes to deal with it, and this is not a therapy session. But a few of the callers have gone very deep in and were very honest and were willing to really risk trying to find some things out. The integrity involved in it on my end was to stay clear as to what I might be opening up, as well as offering support after the fact. And in a number of the cases, I actually kept them on the line after we got off the air and got phone numbers and did some follow-up. And to me, that's a very important thing. I mean, there's a level of responsibility that comes from what I know I'm doing on the air, even the things that I'm saying when I don't have a caller, not everybody's going to agree with, and I hope everybody doesn't agree with me. That's why I do the show and why I put out there topics that will get some controversy. Number one, to get people thinking, and number two, to get a dialogue going. And number three, to get that dialogue going within the individual's minds and hearts that are listening, to challenge beliefs, to challenge what they've always experienced and maybe see something different, or at least agree that someone else may think differently than they do and know that it's okay. So tonight we're going to talk about advice, how to give it, how to approach it. And all of us out there have been asked for advice at one time or another. It's what we do for friends, family. All of us have asked for advice at one time or another. We may not have liked what we've heard. And sometimes we may not be confident in what we're saying to someone else. So before the show, I got some thoughts down on paper about what do you do when you're asked for advice? What is giving advice about? Number one, I said, give it when it's asked for. And if you feel you have something that you want to say to somebody because you observe something that may not look too great, before you give them the advice, ask them if they want some. If they want some observation, you may be intruding and crossing a boundary that's not welcome, and it may end up hurting the relationship, and what you have to say may be very valid, but they may not be ready to hear it yet. It's even as a therapist, when I have a client dealing with something, and sometimes I know that they're in my office and they're paying me to offer up these things, but there are times when I know I have to tread a little bit more lightly, even though I can be very direct and really go in for the jugular sometimes. But there are times when I know that intuitively I know I need to tread lightly and ask them if they want to go in a certain direction and whether they're ready for me to talk about a certain thing that I'm observing. Listen to what they're asking. Listen before you say anything. A lot of us feel like we have to know the answer right away, have to fix it for somebody. Part of it is because of our own discomfort of being in the presence of someone else that's uncomfortable. So first thing is take a breath and just keep listening for a while. Chances are, in what your friend or loved one is saying to you, the answer is going to come up in that anyway, and they're going to hear it themselves. So sometimes just being a good ear is better than being a big mouth, as you want to put it that way. Another thing I know about advice is focus it so that, in a sense, you're helping to empower them to find the answer for themselves. Where can they go to get the help that they need? What could they read? Who can they call? Is there a therapist? Again, even as a therapist, it's not my job to fix somebody. It's my job to help them go inside and discover the inner resources and wisdom that already exists there that just needs to be developed more so that they can learn and have confidence in finding the answers within them. Next thing is offer things for them to consider. Don't speak in absolutes. Nothing's ever black and white. Nothing ever is in absolutes. Offer them things to consider. And we're going to be back in a few minutes. I'm going to go over a few more things, and then I'm going to invite my guest on, and we're going to talk about the advice column that he's written over the years. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Have you reached the point where you'd like to use more than just text and pictures in the web pages you're creating? Whether you're a hobbyist or a professional web developer, your pages can be more dynamic, interactive, and fun with eCube. eCube is web animation software for the rest of us. It's an easy-to-use software program. All you need to know is how to copy and paste to create state-of-the-art web pages without requiring the time to learn new technology. It's easy. You already know how to publish your web pages to the internet. eCube does the complicated stuff for you. You just relax and create. Imagine creating successful web pages that attract and keep visitors and make them stay at your site longer.
You'll please your clients with websites that are way ahead of the competition. It all starts with eCube. Download a free version today at www.ecube.com. That's www.ecube.com.
Finding your passion in life shouldn't take a lifetime of searching. The answers are out there, and they might not be as far as you think. For clarity on purpose, passion, and prosperity, tune in to Discover Your Passion, Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Your host, Julie Jordan Scott, wants to empower you to give yourself the gift of desire, the first real step towards personal growth and a lifetime of satisfaction. That's Discover Your Passion with Julie Jordan Scott, Wednesdays at 1 p.m., only on Hot Talk,
AM 1100,
KFNX.
We all know our country's experiencing rough times, but that's no reason to hate people who don't look like you. This is Mandy Moore, and I'm here to tell you that discrimination and violence against Arab and Muslim Americans is not what this country is about and will not be tolerated. If you know someone who is a victim of racial violence or has perpetrated a racially motivated crime, please call the hotline of United States Commission on Civil Rights at 1-800-552-6843. That's 1-800-552-6843.
A public service message brought to you by the Arab American Institute and the Ad Council.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is giving advice. Do it from the heart. And my guest tonight is, in his formal title, the Reverend Jeffrey Carandeur. I know him as Jeff. And many people know him as Carandeur. He's had many, many, many incarnations in his career. From rebirther to porn star, porn director, author of a book that recently came out called Sleeping Under the Stars, Erotic Memoirs of a Decade in Porn. He is an actor who has been on Xena Warrior Princess and Veronica's Closet and has done some commercials. So, Jeff, I know that... Your career still is very varied, and I welcome you to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ever evolving.
Yeah, aren't we all? Thank God. I've known you for a long time, and the one thing I know about you is that you're intuitive, you're insightful, you're sensitive, and sometimes you're as insane as anybody I know.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And that's meant lovingly.
Oh, I'm crazy, yes.
One of the things that has impressed me the most, and I told you this many times over the years, is I know you used to write an advice column for a magazine called Sex Vibe, which goes back to like 1998, 99. And I liked it so much that I actually saved so many of your columns.
Oh.
And what I'd like to do tonight, there are a couple of them I've really highlighted. I'd like to read the question and answer that you gave, because I really want the people listening to get a sense of how somebody that is not a trained therapist can access sometimes greater wisdom than the people have the credentials hanging on the wall. Go ahead.
I have a simple answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very easy for us to look at other people's lives and see what the answers are for them.
Mm-hmm.
The difficult thing is our own lives. I mean, everybody can look at somebody and go, oh, you know, he's doing this and he's doing that, and gosh, if you just... You know, mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to see the things that are going on with other people, and you know, it's really easy to say this is what you should do
mm-hmm.
in a situation, but when the situation comes up for you yourself, it's not always so easy to leave the relationship that you know is
mm-hmm.
is hurting you, or to stop doing the drugs and go get help, or
right.
you know. But it's really easy to tell other people to.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's what I say to people all the time, including my clients, is, you know, it's like, just because I'm the therapist doesn't mean I have all my act together, or sometimes not even a lot of it. But the reality of it is, I'm willing to be honest about it, and I'm consciously always working on it.
Yeah. When they asked me to first do this column, I think they thought I was going to be just like a very sassy drag queen and mm-hmm. give silly advice. And I thought, you know, that's not really... What's the point in that?
And it's not you, actually, when it gets down to...
Yeah, it's not me. And
you treat people very seriously, and I know that about you.
Yeah, so I just gave really honest answers, mm-hmm. and the kind of answers that... And said, you know, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean... I may not be right. I don't have any credentials. I'm just telling you, you know, as someone who maybe has been through that, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just... another person swimming along the stream next to you, and this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And people did respond.
Yeah, I know you got a lot of responses. I'd like to read one of the letters. There's a few of them I want to get to, and I think you may have a few that you pulled out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we focused on the same ones. The first one says, Dear Reverend Dr. Dior, I recently started dating this guy and have become quite attached to him, but I find myself doing things to make him angry or distance from me. I know he really cares about me and I really care about him, so I don't know why I want to upset him. It's as if I finally found what I wanted in a man, and for some reason I'm trying to sabotage the relationship to keep him from getting too close. Is there some way I can overcome this or stop trying to ruin what I know could be great? Signed, Saboteur. And now, first of all, that letter could have been written about a gay couple, a lesbian couple, a straight couple. It's commonality, okay? And your response was, Dear Saboteur, I really empathize with you because I used to do the same thing. What worked for me was to really be honest and say, I really care about you, but I feel like sometimes I am trying to sabotage our relationship. Please don't let me. I had to ask myself why I was trying to sabotage my relationship. For me, it was because I didn't really believe I deserved a good relationship. I was afraid of intimacy and wanted to drive my lover away so that I could feel safe, meaning alone. It can be scary to finally get what you want. Maybe you believe that it can't last and you just want to get it over with now rather than later when you think you will care more. You might want to explore these issues with a therapist or do some sort of work on yourself to build your self-esteem so that you know that you deserve a great guy. Whether it is therapy, writing affirmations, praying, or just looking in the mirror and smiling at yourself and meaning it, taking some sort of action will help. The first thing to do is to be honest with the guy you like so much and get him on your side in this. He deserves to know what is going on, and if he is so great, he'll be supportive if you're trying to stop pushing him away. Good luck, Jeffrey. And that included, to me, Jeff, everything about owning your own stuff, the humanity that came out, knowing your own limits and saying that there's a level of professional help that might be worthwhile here and also seeing real clearly that there are self-esteem issues, that there are beliefs and patterns going on. And, again, I've seen professional columnists not be that clear, and I really commend you for that. Is there anything you'd add to that person today, or is that basically saying it?
You know, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
I think just realizing what's going on and cluing in the other person, you know, just saying, being just honest, you know, telling the truth faster.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm sabotaging this, and when I'm really obnoxious, tell me, you're being obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that?
Right. And that's about getting that agreement going between the two. And again, we're going to talk about that more when we come back from this break. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are you stuck?
Are you in pain?
Are you uncomfortable?
Are you tired?
Are you unhappy?
Are you frustrated because of it?
Then contact Dr. Scott Looper. Dr. Looper has been there. Dr. Looper knows. That's why he became the naturopathic physician he is today, specializing in all aspects of alternative and integrative health care, from acupuncture, arthritis, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, to osteoporosis. For your optimal nutritional health, contact Dr. Scott Looper at 907-451-7100. That's 907-451-7100. Dr. Scott Looper's holistic medical clinic, building bridges that can lead you back to health, serving the public's health needs locally and nationally. Call 907-451-7100.
You can beat cancer. That's the good news. The bad news is you gotta do your homework. That's where Cancer Information Exchange comes in. This new show is devoted to helping you learn how to communicate with your doctors, understand traditional and complementary treatments, how to locate clinical trials, find informative websites and books, exchange recipes, and most important, share your experiences. Cancer Information Exchange, your 50,000-watt support group, airs every Saturday at 4 p.m. only on Hot Talk, AM 1100, KFNX.
Are you a statistic? Every year, as many as 1 million Americans contract genital warts, which are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV, one of the most common sexually transmitted diseases. If you're sexually active, then you may be at risk, and only a healthcare provider can tell if you have genital warts. While there is no cure for HPV, patient-applied prescription treatments can be used at home to treat external genital warts. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-799-INFO. This message made possible by a grant from 3M Pharmaceuticals.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
Good Wednesday night, Phoenix. Ryan with your KFNX weather forecast. Today we had a high of 91 degrees. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low near 60 here in the Midtown. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warming up to 93 with partly sunny skies continuing on Friday with a little bit of clouds moving in on the weekend. Clear and cooler for the following week. Around the state at the hour, 47 degrees in Flagstaff, 44 in Prescott, 68 in Tucson at 10:30. We're at 69 degrees right here in Phoenix.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse station, serving all of Arizona and beyond. Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and tonight's topic is giving advice. Funny thing. And it's about doing it from the heart. My guest tonight is a friend of mine for a long time, the Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior. And we've actually been focusing on this advice column that he wrote in a magazine called Sex Vibe back in 97, 98, 99, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it even started in 96.
Okay. One of the other things that I was going to get to on that list I did at the very beginning about advice was be aware of your own triggers and be honest. In other words, if someone starts asking you advice on something that really is shaking you up because you relate to it too closely, or it's an issue you haven't dealt with, or you have a lot of judgment about it and stuff, what do you do when something like that happens, Jeff?
Well, sometimes the most enlightened answer I can give is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
Go ask somebody else because maybe they will.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's, and, you know, it's very clear to me sometimes when I just don't have a clue. Mm-hmm. Or I know that it's something that, an issue that I still haven't worked out for myself, and I have no business giving an opinion on something that I can't even handle, you know, mm-hmm. myself.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I don't know, is the kindest, most honest, most mm-hmm. answer that has the most integrity, I think.
Right. But sometimes. I've seen you do something else also, which I do also, is even if you don't know or it is triggering you, you know, I've seen you come back with, you know what, I'm still struggling with this issue myself, and this shakes me a little bit to have you ask me about these things, but this is what I've been through with it. Maybe together we can, you know, help each other deal with the same issue here.
Yeah,
and make a discussion out of it.
I've always believed in, you know, not having the skeletons in the closet. I keep them out on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've always, you know, even in the press, written about what's going on in my life, the problems, the, you know, I've been messy in public.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
And I, you know, I've just always, that's the way I have to live my life. I'm just,
well,
you know, it just doesn't work to try to hide something. It starts to sit and burn inside me, and it just, I just have to be, just to have everything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, no one can come back with and throw anything in my face because I've already thrown it all out there.
Right. Right. And that's where the tell the truth faster stuff comes in, which I always say on the show, which is, if it's out there already, you're not worrying about when it's going to come out. You're not worrying about how to say it. You're not investing all that stress, strain, fear, and energy into rehearsing it or your terror of it coming up. So go ahead and get it done already.
Right.
Yeah.
But when, you know, I was a porn star, and then when I started getting acting roles, people were like, well, don't tell anyone that you did porn. And I'm like, I did 100 videos. Everybody knows. What is the point? There's no point in hiding it, and I would tell people when I went into the audition, and just get it right out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Nobody cared.
Right.
If I had had shame about it, they would have picked up on that, and they would have then probably had issues with it. But because I said, this is what I did, I'm here now to play this part. If I'm the best person, I hope you hire me. And, you know, they want the best person for the part. They don't. If you don't try to hide your past, people are not all that interested in mm-hmm. it. If you try to hide it, then they want to dig up
right.
the dirt.
Right.
You know?
Same thing when people in public office, as we know, keep denying, denying, denying. The more they protest and the more they deny, the more we assume that there's something there that they're hiding.
Right. And then people think, you know, okay, if they're hiding that, then what else are they hiding? What else are they lying about?
Mm-hmm.
And it just sets you up to be a dishonest person,
right.
Or that's the perception.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so honest. I've always been that way. And, you know, when growing up, my parents didn't always like it.
Yeah.
But I never, you know, I could never, you know what? I think it was I could never lie to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She always knew. She, you know... Or did you get in the cookie jar? No. Yes, you did. She always knew. So I gave up on trying to hide things very early in life because my mother always knew.
Yeah.
So well, I just sort of learned to like, yeah, I did it.
That her wisdom was a gift for you because it kept you honest.
It really mm-hmm. was. My parents, you know, growing up, they were very extremely religious, fundamental Southern Baptist, you know, really hardcore, and it was difficult in some ways, but they were very loving and very honest.
Mm-hmm.
They were very honest.
Right.
And my father was a politician, and
an honest
I never got the jokes. You know, people make jokes about politicians and being crooked and stuff. I didn't understand them until I was a teenager, because my dad, you know, was honest. What's funny about the joke? You know, I just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw him, I saw the way he lived his life, and I saw what he did and what he said, and that he always, if he said he was going to do something, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make promises unless he was sure he was going to keep them, and if he made a promise, he would do whatever was necessary to keep it.
Mm. That's great.
So I have to say my parents really, really, I think, are responsible for that part of my personality.
Oh, good. I want to get into another letter that I pulled out.
Okay.
The letter itself, I think, is good, but I love your response because it really covers both ends of where a columnist can go. Dear Reverend Dr. Dior, for the past 2 months I've been dating someone I get along with very well. One problem has surfaced recently. I met his best friend, and I have found myself extremely drawn to him, and he has let me know in not too subtle way that he is extremely attracted to me. I like the guy I'm dating, but I'm also curious as to whether or not this attractiveness I feel for his best friend could blossom into anything else. I feel guilty for even thinking about this, but for some reason I can't stop thinking about it. Should I go ahead and stick with my boyfriend, or should I take a chance and find out if this best friend is the one I'm waiting for, soon to cheat? This is your answer. Dear soon to cheat, I know some people might not expect this answer from me, and I may be accused of being a Dr. Laura Schlesinger, but I'm sorry, there is no way around it. You are a tramp. You are evil and don't deserve your boyfriend. And his best friend sounds more like a best enemy. You both need to staple your knees shut or do whatever is necessary. There are some things in life that you just don't do if you have any self-respect or scruples, and you don't sleep with your boyfriend's best friend and your best friend's boyfriend. Unless your relationship is so open that you all do it together. That's a different matter entirely, but it doesn't sound like it's any that sort of relationship. And then you go on to say, and this is great, that you go from one end to the other. Okay, now here is the enlightened, crunchy granola answer you were perhaps expecting. I love you, Human Jeff. It doesn't sound like you are ready for a relationship. Or maybe you are, but you're just questioning yourself. I can assure you that your boyfriend's best friend isn't the one either way. If you became his boyfriend, it wouldn't last. A relationship with two people in it who are that selfish and unscrupulous is doomed. I can tell you from past experience. Why do you feel the need to be pulled out of this relationship that is otherwise going well? Are you afraid of commitment? Do you feel deep down inside that you don't deserve a good, steady, lasting relationship? There is some reason there that you have fixated on this guy, and I don't have to meet either of you to know that it isn't the reason you think. I love that part. Has this sort of thing ever happened to you before? Is it a pattern? If you can't figure it out on your own, I suggest you get some outside help. Go to a therapist, pray, ask the I Ching, or the magic 8-ball. Just get some input from a source you trust. I also suggest that you find the most compassionate way possible to talk to your boyfriend about this. You don't want to break up his friendship, but you do want to have honesty and communication in your relationship, if you have any hope of it lasting. And if you can work through something like this with all three people coming out of it happy, more trusting of each other, and closer, then you have a great foundation for a relationship. Good luck, Dr. Dior. And then you go, P.S., I wasn't kidding about the staples. Duct tape also works well for all sorts of things. It's the blend that you have, being real direct and really, I mean, it's like a wake-up slap in the face that you're doing in a good-natured way, but they really need to hear it. And then on the other hand, you're really asking the pointed questions that need to be asked. You know, it's like you're not giving them the answers. You're not saying what the patterns are because you don't really know, but you're putting out there, be honest with yourself. Look at the patterns. What's going on? What are your fears?
Yeah, it's very clear. You know, what I would say today is, girl, you have issues. I don't know what they are, but I know they're there. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I've sort of moved more towards the opinion of, you know, if people want to have a monogamous relationship, that's great. But open relationships sort of break you of the pattern of jealousy.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's go right into that after this break, because this is an important issue, and I want you to be able to express yourself a little bit more about it. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Tell the Truth Faster and my guest, Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior. Bye.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
8 hours at the office, 12 hours at the factory, 16 hours behind the wheel. Your body is screaming for relief. Why don't you take a break from yourself? Experience an all-new sleep system that gives you safe, natural relief fast. Aches and pains from long hours are gone after you experience the best night's sleep of your life. So go ahead and give your body the relief it seeks and join us with Dr. Ron Lawrence as he leads a roundtable discussion exploring the wonderful world of magnetic therapy at 10 a.m. Friday. Brought to you by Horizons to Health.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
Since the time of the Pilgrims, people have come to America seeking religious freedom. But in 1786, there was still no legislative protection for the right to worship freely. Thanks to Thomas Jefferson, that all changed with a bill establishing religious freedom in Virginia. Jefferson understood that people possess certain God-given rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He also believed that freedom of conscience was vital to liberty. So his religious freedom bill stated, "All men shall be free to profess their opinions in matters of religion." The point of law is our First Amendment. Modeled after Jefferson's Virginia bill, it protects free religious expression from state oppression, and it's one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit legal organization. For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
I'm Heavy D. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You receive a very disturbing phone call, only to find out that someone you love or care about has been seriously injured in a car accident, all because of a drunk driver. Now, I understand that your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. You want to have fun? Pick a designated driver.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. Tonight we're talking about giving advice. Do it from the heart. And my guest is a friend of mine named Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior, who has actually written an advice column in past years. And Jeff, you were talking before the break about monogamy versus open relationship and the honesty issues and that. I want you to finish what your thoughts were there.
Right. Well, I think it's great if people really want to be monogamous, but I think a lot of people feel that that's the only right kind of relationship because that's the kind perhaps their parents had or their religion taught them. But what maybe, you know, but they're cheating on their mate. And so they might be cheating on their mate to try to sabotage the relationship, but it may be that what's really right for them at that time would be an open relationship. I'm madly in love with someone. We've been together for almost a year now, and we have an open relationship with guidelines. We don't like the word rules, but we have guidelines. And for example, he was in the beginning very attracted to my assistant, and he told me, and you know, he was honest about it. And I said, you know, that would just open up a whole can of worms in our office relationship and everything. That, you know, that would, I would really, 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 really prefer that, you know, that not happen. But with other people, you know, if it's not someone, I mean, I generally think, you know, you don't sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend's brother or sister or their best friend or their mom or their, you know, because that just...
too close to home and too much baggage.
Yeah, it's very messy. But if he sleeps with somebody else, doesn't bother me at all, because I love him. I want him to, if it's something that would be fun for him, I know he comes home to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not jealous at all.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have a really hard time believing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to do it sort of together, and we found that people would be looking back and forth between us to see if one was jealous or the other was jealous. And we finally decided, you know what, we've got to, like, at least go into a separate room, because the other people couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we weren't, if, you know, if the other one wasn't physically present, then they could sort of, you know, put us out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is that I don't think there's any one type of relationship that's right or, you know, sacred for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And people really need to ask themselves and look at their lives and look at their past history and see what they really want, and then be honest about what they really want.
Well, let's talk about honesty for a minute in the form of the book you just released.
The book, yeah.
I mean, that really put things out there. It's called Sleeping Under the Stars, Erotic Memoirs of a Decade in Porn.
Yeah.
Why'd you write it?
Well, I wrote it just, I didn't even, you know, think about having it published. I was actually dating a woman, and she had written a book, and it sort of made me realize, wow, real people really do write books. And I'd always wanted to write, you know, and they say, write about what you know. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to write this down. It was very therapeutic getting down. I wrote about the different porn stars that I'd been in videos with or dated. And, you know, I didn't really reveal any secrets. Every you know, people had seen us in a video, or it had been reported in a gossip column,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, right? And I didn't say anything bad, really, about anyone, because I didn't have anything bad to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned into, rather than erotic fiction, more it's erotic fact.
Uh-huh.
And after it was done, I realized, you know, I think this is really important to, because people have sort of, after the advice column, put me on a pedestal of, you know, being this pristine, you know, perfect person. And I wanted to say, you know what, I was a big old slut.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is okay. Sex is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God made sex.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to ask everybody to join us again after this break when we have some closing thoughts.
And buy my book.
Yes.
SleepingUnderTheStars.com.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.TellTheTruthFaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Get quality counseling you deserve with the experience and expertise of Joe Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Joe is a skilled therapist and presenter with over 15 years of working with addictions, presenting at national conferences, and training professionals on alcohol, drugs, and sex addiction. As the former director of Pride Institute, Joe is nationally renowned for his work on sexual orientation and identity issues. Joe can help to improve your self-esteem and coach you towards achieving your life goals. Call to schedule an appointment with Joe or ask about Joe's workshops and presentations. Dial 602-284-2191. That's 602-284-2191. Joe Amico Counseling and Consultation Services. Counseling services you can trust.
Are you a statistic? Every year, as many as 1 million Americans contract genital warts, which are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV, one of the most common sexually transmitted diseases. If you're sexually active, then you may be at risk, and only a healthcare provider can tell if you have genital warts. While there is no cure for HPV, patient-applied prescription treatments can be used at home to treat external genital warts. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-799-INFO. This message made possible by a grant from 3M Pharmaceuticals.
This is Hot Talk.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to the end of another show of Tell the Truth Faster. Stuart Altshuler. And tonight's topic's been Given Advice, Do It From the Heart. And my guest has been Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior. And Jeff, I really want to thank you for the time you've taken. I know it's late, and I really appreciate you, and I appreciate what you've been doing in the world, and thanks for being on the show.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm very honored.
Oh, well, thank you.
And it's been really fun.
Yeah, I
know. I've
been telling people that, and it goes so fast. So thank you. And I want to remind everybody, if they want to get in touch with Reverend Jeffrey Karen Dior, they could either do it through the website for the show, tellthetruthfaster.com. There'll be a hyperlink to his sites, or you can go directly to karendior.com. And if you're interested in the book, particularly sleepingunderthestars.com, and you can order a book there. It's in bookstores. It's been getting actually very good reviews. Particularly, Jeff's told me about people making comments about his level of honesty, which is, you know, tell the truth faster, and that's what this is about. So at the beginning of the show, I was giving this list of what I think makes for good advice giving, you know, a good friend. There are a few items that I haven't gotten to yet. One of the things is keep it confidential unless told not to, and do not gossip.
Yes, definitely.
Know how to keep your mouth shut, and respect that somebody is trusting you enough and respecting you enough to come to you. Don't blow it. It's an opportunity.
Even if they
to
don't
serve.
Say, please don't tell anybody, it's the unwritten rule.
Right. Unless you say, is it okay if I talk to so-and-so about this? You know, I mean, to me, if you feel like this is too much to carry yourself, you know, at least ask permission before you do it. And you know, if you go to someone and say, I need to talk to you about this, but you have to promise me not to tell anybody about what so-and-so told me, you know it's going to keep going on in a chain reaction. So I want to close with one final letter that I pulled out here that Jeff had received in Sex Vibe. Dear Reverend Dr. Dior, I just wanted to say thank you for your advice column. It seems all too often people write in to criticize or complain about something they do not like, but it is very rare when people actually take the time to express their thoughts when they come across something they really like. I wanted to take this opportunity to tell you how grateful I am to you for doing what you're doing. I think the advice you provide your readers in your column is invaluable, and you are a great asset to our community. I would love it if you would share this with your readers and tell everyone to make it a habit of saying something nice about someone or something. I'm sure our community will be the better for it, and I'm also sure once people start complimenting rather than criticizing, they will feel much better about themselves as well. Thank you. Please keep up the good work. You're wonderful. Jason in West Hollywood. And
wow.
You don't remember that one, huh?
I kind of do, but wow, how sweet.
And your answer was very brief. Dear Jason, thank you for your letter. I can't agree more, and if everyone did what you suggest, we would be a lot happier. And I really felt it was a good way to end the show, because all too often it's easy to criticize, it's easy to judge, it's easy to find fault, it's easy to complain about something that's going on. You know what? It's really easier to find the good in these things we're looking at. It's really easier to change your perception and get a positive catch on something.
Yeah.
And to me,
there's always a silver lining.
Yeah, that's what telling the truth faster is about. It's not just going in to find the pain. It's also about telling the truth. And the truth is, there's love in our hearts, and we're here to express it. So on that note, I say thanks, Jeff, and thank all of you for listening, and tune in again next week.
I'm starting my advice column again on my website, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, people keep asking.
Excellent.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening. So